This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, you know, Jesus really puts life in perspective for us in the Sermon on the Mount. It takes up three chapters of the Bible, Matthew chapter 5 through chapter 7, and it is so challenging to the way we normally think of things, the way we look at life, the way we look at sin in our lives, the way we respond to people, and the way we respond to God. So much challenges us, and it's so important for us to learn from Jesus how to look at life properly, from the right perspective. Why don't you just stop right now in your heart and say, God, would you speak to me and teach me to think of you the way that I need to think of you in order for my life to be right? I want to know you for who you are. If you pray that, God will speak to you through his word, the Bible. We want to look today at a few verses out of Matthew chapter 7 in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus says, "Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, to him who knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there among you, when his son shall ask him for a loaf of bread, will give him a stone? Or if he shall ask for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him?" If you want God to show you what he's really like, here's what he's saying. You need to learn to trust in the goodness of God. You know, there's many reasons to trust in God. First, there's our own inadequacy. We don't have what it takes to have a full and meaningful life. Have you tried to produce a full and meaningful life on your own with what you can produce? We need outside help, don't we? So we turn to God. Second, not only is there our inadequacy, but there's God's total adequacy. He has all the power that exists in the universe. He created the universe and everything in it. He's able to do everything he's promised. He can help us in any circumstance we find ourselves in. Nothing is out of his control. Third, we know that he'll use that awesome power on our behalf because he loves us, and he's proven the extent of his love for us at the cross of Jesus. If he would love us enough to do that, don't you think he loves us enough to carry us now that we're his children? Yeah. But one reason to trust God comes to the front in this passage, and that is simply his goodness. God is good. Everything that God does flows from who God is. God's activity in your life today is good. There may be some things that are painful in your life right now, but what God wants to do in your life, even in the middle of those things, is good. And he wants you to come to him in confidence and experience his goodness. Won't you turn to him in trust today and say, God, I know that you are good, and I'm going to go your way today. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.